Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. I hope everyone's on the line tonight. I'm hoping that the phone didn't just shut off. Is anyone on the line? I'm checking to see.
Yes, you're on the line. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Okay, thank you so much. I wanted to make sure that the phone hadn't shut off because sometimes the call is dropped and we're not for sure what's going on with the phone. So if you have anything playing in your background, please turn on your mute so that we can go on with our program on tonight. So welcome to Iron Sharpening Iron, Monday Night Ministries through Smile 3E. We are here to present this ministry to you every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, your host, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser as your co-host. We are under the leadership of this ministry, Blog Talk, at 310-861-2354, which is presented to you through Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, and our overseer is Apostle Sandra Thomas. I would like to say again, thank you, and thank you for taking time out on this holiday between your rib tips and barbecue chicken, potato salad, and spaghetti to join us. So at this point in time, I'm going to say, let's pray before we bring on the speaker. Okay, let's go. Father, we thank you for another chance to come before you willingly, knowingly that in order to make it to your presence, God, we must live a saved, sanctified, and holy life. God, we ask you to give us the strength, the courage, and the desire to not only want to be saved, but to stay saved. We ask you to grant our wish of repentance. We ask you to just cover our loved ones, cover our hearts, cover our home, and cover us in this time of day in this world that we're living in. God, I thank you again for the ability to be a part of this ministry that I know you have anointed and appointed for this time. I'm going to ask you, God, to cover our president, which is going through some things right now in America as well as overseas. I'm asking you to just cover America, oh Lord, and to just give us the understanding that we need to be able to come together and stay together as people. So with that, God, I'm going to say amen, and I believe it's so. So with that, with no other further ado, for the lateness of the time, I'm going to ask Dr. Serena Wright if she's on the line.
I'm on the line, woman of God.
Thank you so much. So we will be hearing from Dr. Serena Wright on tonight. So I'm just going to say to all of you all, get your Bibles ready. Open them up. Some of you all have to shake the dust off, but let's get our word ready to hear what the woman of God has been appointed to speak to us on tonight. And I wanted to say, get ready, and accept the word. Hold on for after the program that we will open the line so you can make any comments that need to be made or want to be made to encourage the woman of God for speaking. So, Dr. Wright, it's in your hands.
Thank you, Minister Kaiser, and I did hear Apostle Alex on the line. You know, as you mentioned, that today was a holiday in North America, and so we celebrate with those that did celebrate today. It's always good to take time to reflect on where our nation has been and where we are going. It was so fitting that we were called upon to pray for our nation, for our leadership, for our president, the decisions that are being made on behalf of this country, because I believe that God did not by chance place us here, but he has purpose for us to be here, that our prayers would go forth first in the region that he has assigned us to. And so we take responsibility not only over our house and our street and our phone bill, but over the nation, over the place, the territory, the region that God has given us. We understand that all authority actually belongs to the King that we serve, that any authority that has been given to any human being has been given to that human being by God. And we've got an open window. We've got an unveiled place. We've got a direct connection to him that we are learning more about, we are studying about, we are hearing about on platforms like this, and we are so ready to use as we, like you said, consider the state of our nation, consider the decisions that are before those that have rule over this nation. And so we sincerely make prayer and petition for him. I was sharing with someone how I can often find myself speaking like those that are not redeemed. Wow. Speaking like those that have not been brought into the King's citizenship. And so then I will hear the Spirit of the Lord say, wait a minute, that's not the kingdom position. And I said, God, thank you. You are so right. And then I go right back to declaring and speaking and asking God to give our leadership direction and to keep me focused, to not be caught up in the place where the world is caught up, because they'll be found hopeless and despairing because their hope is in man alone. But we in the kingdom always have an answer for the hope that lies within us, because we know we belong to the King. And so we do make those petitions. We take this time specifically to pray for our nation, to pray for this land, to pray for this region, to pray for those that have been assigned here for a time as this, for this time now. We had an election and we watched the numbers come in, but the winner of the election was no surprise to the King. He has already known what would go before us. He has already known what shall become, but we are those that are living in these days, living with a hopefulness on our mouth, living in a time where we will get to direct those that are concerned, those that may be filled with anxiety, those that don't know him. We get the opportunity to open our mouths and direct them back to the King to say, well, I did see that on the news, but I am praying and I am declaring, are you a citizen of the kingdom? Let me tell you how to become one. This, in my estimation, when I take my rightful place, is such an opportunity for the King's citizens to rise up, step up, speak up, show up, hallelujah, bold up, face up, the world would say man up, and let the people that are desperate, that are concerned in a way that is only a concern of the world, let them know that they can fold that concern over into a King that never sleeps and never slumbers. He's not caught off guard. He's not waiting for us to make decisions in this realm as such, because he already knows the way that we're going to take. Hallelujah. And so we're in a powerful position when we take that position, when we make supplication, when we pull down those things that garner, that hold strong in the mind of man, even those that have been given authority, because we already know from biblical history, some that have been given authority don't know how to use it, misappropriate it. But we are those that are of the kingdom. We can pray. We can make petition. We can take authority. We can pull down strongholds. We can release compassion. We can release grace, understanding, and wisdom all the way from our homes to the White House. We are a powerful people. Hallelujah. And so we do take this time to call out the senators, the legislators, to call out the president, President Trump and his cabinet, those that are ruling, that we speak by God's authority that they will rule well over the people of North America. We declare that they will rule well, that they will rule with understanding and wisdom in all that they get, in all of their fact-finding and fact-gathering, that all they get, that they get the principal thing, which is wisdom, and in all they're getting, that they even get understanding of the decisions they would make, that their long-reaching effects, that they would have understanding for the legislation that they vote on, for the cities and the regions and the areas in our country that they govern over, including Puerto Rico and Guam, that they understand the long-reaching effect of a decision made in this region, how it will affect the international community, other regions of Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica. Oh, how we desire that the leadership of this country rule well. We exercise our authority as kingdom citizens, and we take authority over that would be wicked, cruel, disconnected, uncaring, complacent, discompassionate. We take authority over it, and we loose in the region that we live the ability to rule well, to rule with wisdom, to rule with understanding. We take authority over that is impulsive, arrogant, pride, self-indulged, hallelujah, greedy, hallelujah, willing to destroy some for the gain of a few. We take authority over lusting and pride and that drives men to wickedness. We curse the love of money, in this nation that would corrupt the leadership. Hallelujah. And we speak and declare that Donald Trump and his cabinet, those that make decisions, senators, legislators, the House of Representatives, that they will rule well. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we come as a people. And even if there are those that have called in from the international community, we understand that on this platform, we get access to the whole wide world. So we ask our international brothers and sisters to pray with us. Hallelujah. To pray with us, to intercede with us, to go before the King for North America and its leadership and our president and its cabinetry. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For the opportunity to make intercession, that we will not be derelict in our responsibility to declare, to speak, to take authority over, to release. Hallelujah, that the kingdom on earth would get wider and broader, that more would come in and take their rightful places. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. We glorify you and we magnify you. Thank you, woman of God, for mentioning North America and its leadership and its presidency. We thank you even for all of the branches of our military, those that are ready to defend this nation. We thank you for them, for the sacrifices that they made, those that even rule in the military, God, that they would rule well. We thank you, God. We are those in North America whose mouths have not yet been closed. We can declare with boldness that we are kingdom citizens, that we can rise up in authority quickly. Hallelujah, God, we thank you that we will not shrink back, that we would not fold under the pressures that have been placed in this nation, but that we will continue to take our rightful places in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, because we know we can have what we ask according to your will. And so we are faith people, and we thank you then by that same faith for what shall be done in this region, because we have gathered together to make those petitions. And so we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Minister Iser, for mentioning that such a timely request and petition for prayer, for intercession, is always in order. The scripture says that man should always pray. Hallelujah. You know, you should always pray and not faint. And so prayer is always in order. It's always time. It's always a season for prayer. It's always a season to declare and take our authority in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we just are grateful for those that are tuning in, those that will listen in on the archives. We know that anytime you hear the voice of those that have been given the assignment by God to declare in this hour, that it is not by chance, but you are hearing what God would have you to hear, that it would be a seed of truth that would go into the heart and bring transformation, bring conversion, bring us to the place where you see more of him in us than you see of us. And so we are going to move right into the word of God. If you would turn with me, I never am going to be derelict in acknowledging and giving a shameless plug for the Fountain of Living Waters Church. I tell you all every opportunity that I get, it is the best. I said it was the best, most edgy, radical, cutting edge ministry with the prophetic and apostolic mantle. I'm not saying we're the only, that would be untrue, but I did unashamedly say it's the best. Hallelujah. It's where I was trained, and I know God only put me among the best and trained me with the best and gave me the best leadership and the best mentor and the best apostolic covering, the best pastor. And so I think you should say the same thing, but I'm not you. I'm telling you where I was trained is the best, at the Fountain of Living Waters Church right here in Chicago in the Midwest region. I am encouraging you to get in your car, GPS to 4424 West Madison in Chicago. If you start driving now, even if you're in California, you'll make it by Sunday, because the Spirit of the Lord is free to have his way there every single time we start the service. It's at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday, and just like we had mentioned before, it is happening, and it's happening at the Fountain of Living Waters Church. I know some of you all think this is over the top, but I'm doing it every time, and every time I feel the unction, I'll do it more, because God still has people in the earth that are ready and willing and surrendering and submitting and seeking and consecrating and fasting and praying, and that's what's going on at the Fountain of Living Waters. Just like this ministry, that ministry is under the fierce, discerning, clear, clarified, in uncorrupted ministry and leadership of Apostle Sandra Thomas. Our leader is fearless. She is unrelenting. Most often she will come after that doesn't please God in his people, so that we would be presented to him faultless. I find no fault in leadership like that, and neither should you, because her heart is for the God in you. Hallelujah. So many times those that have been trained under her leadership can only admit she's fought for us when we had given up fighting for ourselves. I find no fault in leadership like that. And that's the type of leader we have. We love Apostle Sandra Thomas with God's love. We send that love right to her to wrap its arms around her. I guarantee you, you don't want to take your eyes off what God is doing in the ministry and the voice of Apostle Sandra Thomas. And she is our leader, the leader of the ministry that has been birthed in me personally, the ministry of Iron Sharpening Iron and the Fountain of Living Waters Church, and so many, many others. God still heals, and I could go on and on. So many that have been birthed and will boldly come back and say, woman of God, you did it through your ministry, your voice in the earth is how I got to where I am. You are, I am right in the Bible because it says, give honor to whom honor is due, and there are some that are worthy of double honor. Let me tell you, I'm grown up big enough in God to take the heat for how much we love, respect, and honor the God in Apostle Sandra Thomas. And so I am encouraging you and giving you time to go ahead and get in your car. You can listen. You can put your phone on speaker. If you start driving this way, you'll be there Sunday, and you will not miss the move of God. I'm telling you, it's happening. Where God is allowed to move, he's moving. And I don't know the other places, but I know it's happening at the Fountain of Living Waters. Pastor Troy Thomas, the man of God, is moving and releasing. In the month of August, we were in a prophetic prayer and release, and he was speaking, I was speaking, God would move and have his way, because it only matters if God gets the increase. So I'm telling you, it's happening at the Fountain of Living Waters. No, we don't have time. If you are watching the news, you don't have time to play around with the things of God. You, me, your late neighbor next door, this is the time. Pastor Troy ministered Sunday. The time is now. This is the time to come in. This is the time to be converted. This is the time to get saved. This is the time to give up. This is the time to acknowledge you don't know what to do without him. This is the time to say, ah, God, I'm nothing without you. This is the time, the man of God said, is now. It was so prophetic. It was so clarion. It was so inclusive. It was such a release said. Do you know that before we got out the building, the enemy tried to raise up? But listen, people of God, I don't fold over into a doctrine that believes that the enemy's retaliation is greater than the God that's already in me, because my Bible says greater is he that lives in me than he that's in and of the world's dealings. And so we can stand in the greatness. We can stand in the assignment. We can stand behind what God released. We can stand behind what God said. And I'm telling you, it's happening. Did I tell you it's happening at the Fountain of Living Waters? Go with me with your Bibles. Get you a Bible. Download, scroll, Google, get to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Get to Romans chapter 10, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Right after that, then you have the book of Acts, and then you have Romans. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, because we are sharing with you what God has placed on our heart. Listen, God is speaking and using those that have the gift to speak and release and teach and edify, exhort, encourage, the fivefold ministry gifts. They're saying only what God would have us to say, and God is going to get the increase. God, we thank you. We know that your spirit is here, that we have an audience with the whole wide world. We take it not lightly, God. We thank you, God, that the words that you are releasing, that you are placing life on the words that are spirit, that are coming forth, going into the hearts of your people to bring forth the fruit of right living. We thank you, Father. We give you glory for it. We give you honor and praise for it. And we're doing it all in your Son Jesus' name. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And so God is having us to share. And I will say this, we have shared some of this on Facebook Live. There are some entries of this, but I'm going to continue to share from this until the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is done sharing, because after God's done talking, nobody wants to hear from the flesh vessel. But while God is speaking, I encourage you to go back and listen on Facebook Live on my page, Serena Wright. There are some impartations and some releases that God has already given, and he's continuing to have us share from the beginning, because we're going back to where we started. We're going back to where some of us as believers need clarity. Some of us need understanding, and that's right at the beginning. And Romans chapter 10, verse 9 is the confession of faith of every believer that has come into the kingdom. Every believer that files in and says that they believe that Jesus is Lord, and they confess with their mouth and believe with their heart. But we need to go back to the beginning. We had mentioned earlier in our time of praying for our nation that in Proverbs 4, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, so get it. It's wisdom is the principal thing, get wisdom. Hallelujah. Right there is a whole month of teaching, because some things we do, people of God, are simply unwise. I'm not saying it's unlawful and you can't go to heaven doing it, but sometimes you need to just get some wisdom. You cannot, you, me, and the lady that lives next door to you cannot fold ourselves over into the kingdom understanding, the kingdom effectiveness, the kingdom assignment, the king's agenda, if we're watching every pornographic, foul-mouthed, adulterous, fornicative, listening to every lyric that the world has released. We're seeing nothing but nakedness, lewdness, lasciviousness. We're letting lesbianism and homosexuality and that is perverted and unclean enter into our eye gates and ear gates, and then think we're going to go from that to the king's agenda. Would you just get some wisdom? That's not even wise. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Do you know the world says F-U-C-K is a bomb? The world knows that strong language is strong. The world knows that you shouldn't say B-I-T-C-H and F-U-C-K. They'll even still bleep that out of some of the horrible, immoral, degrading television shows that they publish. They'll even bleep that out. But then we'll use those words. We'll listen to it in music. It's unwise. I'm not trying to say be condemned, shoot yourself in the heart and commit suicide. I said get some wisdom. It's unwise. It's unwise to let it go in and think it's not going to take root. Don't you know if you can watch every despicable, horrendous, misogynistic, filthy, Lord help me, God, if I can tolerate it going in my eye gate, then I have an appetite for it in me, and it's unwise. It's not expedient. It's contaminating. And God said wisdom is the base. It's the principle. It's the first. Get wisdom. And in everything you get understanding. I promise you, God wants us receiving our hearts that before we jump off the deep oceans of the things of God into the deep spiritual understanding, that we should at least try to get some wisdom. You're 60 years old and you don't even have come third grade wisdom. The wisdom of that is available in the seventh grade. They teach a five-year-old to be that wise. Don't you know if you're 65 years old, you had 59 years beyond the six-year-old point to know that you shouldn't gossip, backbite, tear down, think that you can pour filthiness into a clean vessel and it come out clean? I didn't say you couldn't do it, but you've got to know it's contaminating. Lord God is, I'm telling you all, that's not on my notes. God is telling us that some of what we need is wisdom. The proverb says, it's the principal thing, get it. And in everything you get understanding. And so we are back in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And God wants us to get some understanding about who we are in him. And so he has impressed upon me. So let's just go back to the beginning then. Because it is evident when you look at the church, the body that we are excited about, that we are hopeful about, that we are encouraged about, because the king is not a being in the kingdom is not a losing place, and being in God's kingdom is not a losing position. And so we're excited and we're encouraged, and God is always speaking and moving us into a place of victory. And so in order for us to stand in our rightful place of victory, if we lose an understanding of the basics, we don't have to then just sit here and die. We can go back and get the basics and say, God, somewhere in here, this became about me being an apostle, and this became about me being a bishop, and this came about me joining the church, and this became about the doctrine, and this came about whether I was going to go down in Jesus' name or in water, or I was going to get sprinkled, or how I was going to get baptized, and what day it was. It became about something other than relationship. So I'm going to go back to the beginning. And I'm going to get some understanding about what did I confess and what do I say I believe and how does that impact me as someone that's been saved. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. It says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, rely on the truth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. He said, if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and in your heart believe. So the two verbs are confess and believe. Those are the pillars of our Christian faith. The two verbs are confess and believe. Those are the pillars of our Christian faith. Confess and believe. People of God, don't you know right there, we could snatch a good another 30% of people out of confusion, out of the hands of darkness, because they're trying to intellectualize something that you need to, by faith, confess and decide to believe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, if you're going to try to take this Bible into the limits of your intellectual mind and then run away on some soulish principle, something you could think, but something you decided, then you'd be God. And you are going to turn yourself over into confusion and turmoil and torment. And the enemy sits back and laughs because you're more confused trying to intellectualize the Christian doctrine than you were when you were a rank sinner. Because this doctrine, this life is a life of faith. It's a decision. Believing is a decision. It's a decision we come to. Stay with me, because God has given to all men a measure of faith. You need the measure. That's why he gave it to us. He's not an unjust God. He's not going to require something of us we don't have, but it is that very faith that you must use as you make this initial confession, because this is a doctrine of believing. Hallelujah. The flesh, the carnal man, that senses what I see, feel, taste, hear, and smell, wants to intellectualize, wants to bring all of my accoutrements in the secular world, my smartness, my knowledge, my rationale. Let me tell you, I can reason, rationale, and logic with the best of them, but that's the very nature of that got kicked out of heaven, because it is believing that is the entryway into the kingdom. In verse 9, it says you have to confess and believe. People of God, I'm telling you, we're going to come against that new age believing. We're going to come against that new age. Let me tell you something. I know I said new age believing, because it is not a believing that is first entered into by faith. It is not a believing in its heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. It is not where you confess by faith that Jesus is Lord. But let me tell you, there is rising up a new age believing, where you believe what makes sense to you, and until they make it make sense to you, you're not gonna believe it. And then we're gonna sing songs about it, and we're gonna open churches about it, and we're gonna take chapters out of the Bible. Jesus, let me tell you, they will take chapters out of the Bible. False sense of believing that is rising in the earth, but there will still be people like you and I that'll say, I confess by faith Jesus is still Lord. All authority on heaven and earth is his. That's what it means when I say Jesus is Lord. And that ninth verse where it says you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord is you saying he is Lordship. He is Lordness. That the high place God gave him, that I acknowledge that is his place, that he has all authority, and I bring myself under his authority. It is a confession by faith that Jesus is Lord. That is how we enter into the kingdom. That is how we become his people. It's because we acknowledge by faith that he has all authority, that all power belongs to him, not only in heaven, but right here on earth. We bring ourselves under, subject to. It is also a confession that establishes relationship, that he is Lord and I am subject, that he is high and I am low, that he is king and I am his servant. Oh, that is a powerful place of understanding, because people of God, God, when we realize that he is Lord, that relationship that we establish by faith when we entered into the kingdom brings us under his rulership, brings us under his dominion, brings us under his rule, brings us under his hand, and God's hand is always ready to release good things. He says, I have Bible on it. He says, it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's my good pleasure. What father that when their child would ask of them, would give them a stone? See, coming under the lordship of Jesus Christ should not just be a set of words, but there has to be understanding as to what does that mean to me, that Jesus is now my Lord, my ruler, my master, my savior. He has full rulership over me, my desires, my appetites, my goings, my comings. He knows the way that I take, and everything he's thinking about me good to bring me to an expected end. People of God, we need to add understanding to what we confessed, what we acknowledged, what we recognized. We recognized his deity. We recognized his rulership. We made confession by our mouth because of the faith, the measure that he gave us, that he in fact rules over all. He then lends us that authority that is his in the earth realm. And it says that we have power then over all the power of the enemy. Do you understand, people of God, until we add understanding into what it meant when we became saved, then we'll be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Everything somebody says will sound good just because they get their own network. Now that sounds good. And then when somebody makes another Bible, then that'll sound good. And if you rap a rap song and it hits the top of the charts, then that sounds good. But no, people of God, once we recognize and add understanding to what we confess by faith, then we realize that the only good one is him. That he is in fact Lord of all, that he has power not only in heaven but over the whole earth, that authority that is resonant in him, that because of our faith confession, he lends it to us that we might take dominion in the earth realm and move as he would in this place. People of God, let me tell you, we need to add understanding to what it means to be saved. What did we confess? What did that mean? How does that impact my life? Praise the name of Jesus. There was not only a confession, but an acknowledgement of him being Lord, acknowledgement of his rulership, acknowledgement of his deity. There was an acknowledgement of our relationship. And then it said, believe in your heart. It said, believe in your heart. Believing, we already have gone over that. Believing is a decision. It is an act of the will. It is where I bring myself to trusting, relying on, and adhering to that God raised Jesus from the dead. Wow. How can, Holy Spirit, do we add understanding to what it means that we're saved when we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? In our heart. What is the heart? We know our natural heart, but we also know, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you that God is not speaking of the natural muscular anatomical heart. He's talking about when he says believe in your heart, he's saying believe from the place that motivation comes from. Believe from the place where intent and purpose and thoughts originate. Believe from the place where your emotions have their origin. Believe in from the place where you decide if you will or you won't. Believe with your mind, your will, and your emotions, with your experience and your conscience, from your character and your integrity. The heart is the essence. It is a compilation of the essence of who man is. Believe with that. Believe from the place that believing starts in your heart. It says, believe. adhere, trust to, and rely on that God raised Jesus from the dead. Let's go back. It says, confess with your lips and believe in your heart. The tenets of our faith, confessing and believing. We've already said that confessing is acknowledging his deity, his lordship, his dominion, that we've entered into relationship with Lord, as him as Lord and we as subject and servant. And now we're talking about believing. People of God, believing is an act of your will. That's why he said you've got to do it with your heart. You've got to do it. You've got to believe. You've got to bring your will. You've got to bring the essence of who you are, the place where you make decisions from, to believing that God raised Jesus from the dead. Why? Why should we believe that? There is a whole book of from Genesis to Revelation of things to believe, principles to understand, wisdom to get, the new covenant versus the, there is so much to believe. Why do we enter into the kingdom when we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? That is pivotal because the earth's worst disaster was death. That is how the kingdom was established. When Jesus proved his deity to the natural man, he was raised up and they saw that he died. Time passed and then he was raised up. He conquered the worst the earth had to offer to demonstrate he was God. And so when we by faith make that confession, and then we as an act of our will believe that our God, our Savior, the one that now rules over my life, took conquering and conquered the worst the earth has, then that positions me not only as a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, because I then come over into him. People of God, we've got to add understanding to what we have when we're in him, when we believe with our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then he's conquered the worst the earth has. So then when my son that I'm talking about the one that you birthed, when your son that you know you raised him in the word and you know you took him to church and you know you prayed and you know you put oil on him and you know you lived a saved life before him, you know you cast the enemy out and you know you stood before the porch and the altar, when you see that same son walk in higher than a Georgia pine and say, hey, daddy, hey. When you see him high as he can be, mistreating women, fornicating, adulterating, mistreating, when you should already know my God has conquered all of that. In no way, son, am I hopeless because you haven't come into believing, because I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and all of that you're doing has already been brought under my dominion. So I continue to speak. You are going to be a dynamic man of God. I can't wait to see the ministry come to manifestation that God showed me you're going to have, son. I'm saying you talk to the high one. Talk to him while he's high, because you got dominion over weed, crack, crank, heroin. You've got dominion over all of it because you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. So the worst the earth has to offer has already been conquered. So when your husband and your wife and your grandmother and your grandfather and your racist, hateful, mean, sexist boss, all of them, God has already conquered the worst the world has to offer. We then have to gain understanding as to who we are when we become a part of that kingdom. That's how Jesus established the kingdom, because he conquered the worst the world had to offer and placed kingdomship in the earth. That's why we say that it'll be on earth just like it is in heaven, because we realize that we're kingdom citizens once we become saved, once we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that Jesus is Lord, that he in fact does have full dominion and all authority, and that he lends us that authority. And then we believe in our heart as an act of our will. You've got to will to do it. Nobody's going to get in your intellectual smarter than smart. You so jazzy, smart, smart, you've outsmarted God's self and make you will to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Believing is an act of the will. But once you do it, and once you become saved, then you're positioned in him. You're positioned in conquering. You're positioned in overcoming. You're positioned in power. That means that those that are of the kingdom, we're not complaining. We're not hopeless. We're not despairing. We're not standing at the water cooler talking about our husband. And we're not standing at the water cooler complaining about our mother-in-law. Because we begin to declare, we begin to operate in our authority. We took authority over low-downness, evilness, marriage-breaking spirits, lasciviousness, seduction in the workplace, whoredom and witchcraft. We take dominion over it. We conquer that comes in the world, in the earth's realm, because we by faith have been grafted into him that conquered the worst the world had to offer. That is what our believing gives us access to. So by an act of our will, we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, that the worst that the world had to offer has been conquered. And so once I position myself in him, meaning surrender my appetites and my thoughts and my will and my desire to him, then that same conquering ability is now resident in me. So, hallelujah, we understand that we're in a powerful place. Then we realize that we're in a powerful place. Then we understand that salvation is not where I sit in the church. It's not about whether I go down in the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, or whether I go down in Jesus' name. And what it's not, that's not what this is about. This is about coming into the King's dominion, recognizing his lordship, that he would lend us by faith his authority in the earth that was proven when God raised him from the dead. People of God, we've got to go back to getting understanding, because we need to get wisdom, the basic principle thing, but in everything we get, we need to get understanding. Okay, God, I do believe. I will acknowledge and confess, but how is this going to affect my life Thursday at 6:17 when this man cut me off and I almost ran into a light pole? How does that affect me when I know that my boss promoted the person that was less qualified of a different nationality? How is this going to impact me when I know my sister is sleeping with my husband? How does this affect me when I find out my wife is no longer desired to be married? How does this affect me? What does this mean, that I'm saved, that my sins have been remitted, that the distance that my sin nature had once created between us has been removed? What does that mean to me? People of God, it means that the power resident in the resurrection is now resident in you. I've got Bible on it. It says that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That's why we started this by saying we're so excited about the King and its citizens. We're so excited about kingdom life and kingdom living, because once we gain understanding about who God has made us, about the power that's resident in us, about the spirit that lives in us, then we'll move through the earth as atmosphere changers, as world changers, as those that set the pace. We'll quit following and we'll start leading. We'll take dominion over perversion and sexual lasciviousness and that thing in us that is unruly and unsubmitted and unwilling and disobedient. We'll take authority over it because we'll say, you know what? God already raised Jesus from the dead, so rebellion's already been conquered. Adultery's already been conquered, and the power that conquered it is now in me. Go ahead and declare to your wife that what God has joined together, no man will put asunder. Go ahead and speak it to your husband. Go ahead and operate in that authority. Go ahead and speak to that promotion and say, promotion, the one that I'm going to get won't come from the east and the west, but God's going to promote me right in the midst of my adversaries. Go ahead and speak to that daughter who went out the house almost naked. Go ahead, declare to her that lasciviousness and lewdness is not her portion, and that the dominion over it is resident in you, that you are taking authority over it on her behalf until she sees fit to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Go ahead. Speak the seed, release the seed of life that you have the authority to release over that situation, over that circumstance. That's what it means that you believe that Jesus, that God raised Jesus from the dead, that the power that is resident in you is that same power, the power to conquer the worst the world has to offer. Enter into it and be saved. The people of God, we're going to add understanding to who we are in him. We're going to shift the paradigm of the complaining, weak, and carnal church. No judgment, but we're going to shift it because it is the church's time. Now is the time. It is the church's time to rise up in authority and power, that the glory of the Father would be revealed in us. Let's get back to understanding that relationship. Let's surrender our wills. Let's say, Father, I do believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I do confess with my lips that Jesus is Lord, that all authority is his, that he has authority over even that is loose in the earth realm. He has authority over homosexuality, same-sex relations. God has, and that same authority is resident in me. Hallelujah. People of God, for those of you that are saved, we thank God for the understanding he's added to us tonight. But if you are not saved, go ahead and acknowledge and confess. Let the power that God released in the earth when he let his son Jesus establish the kingdom, let that power be resident in you. Bring those things that have demonstrated themselves to stand against you. Bring them to the power of God. Bring them to the resurrection power and say, I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He has conquered death, and he has conquered this. Hallelujah. We are a conquering church. We are a powerful people, and we are saved. Woman of God, it is back to you tonight. It is back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. I praise God for the word that was brought on tonight. Make a choice today. Make a choice. This is the time to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and just know that God is able, he's willing, and he wants to hear our words of confession, to repent, and know that we know that we will choose God as our Lord and Savior. So I'm saying to you on tonight, I told you to open your Bibles, dust them off, and be ready, because I knew that the woman of God was going to bring forth the word. And I thank you all for being here willingly and able to hear that. We also will be continually praying for our nation, for the nations, the United Nations, and continually pray for our leader. I'm just going to mention this to say to everyone, please keep our ministers, our leaders, and everyone in prayer. Please continue to pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Kathy Kendall, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Keep us and our families in your prayers, and know that we are here. We are a part of this ministry on Mondays, Fridays, and Sundays. We are a part of this ministry that God has anointed and appointed for a time such as this. So I'm going to ask Minister Brandon Kaiser to open the line so that you all can speak and encourage the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, for the word that she brought tonight, and she brought it to you from Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, and she touched on some other scriptures. But please speak into the woman of God's life tonight. The lines are open, aren't they, Brand?
They're open.
Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser said they're open. So come on out and say something to the woman of God.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser. I'm just calling in to say, Dr. Wright, thank you for the word. It's mighty powerful and knowledgeable as it is all the time. And I just want to say thank you and ask the Lord to continue to bless you, because when you open your mouth, you know the words are from him, and they are all so true. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila Kaiser. Since she didn't give us her name, I'm going to let everyone know who that was. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight?
Hello, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to thank everyone for calling in and thank our own Dr. Serena Wright for just obeying God. Many people are, as they say, having church instead of being the church and living as the body of Christ. And I just love how Apostle Sandra Thomas has taught us about true discipleship. Discipleship that requires us to walk in all of the things that Dr. Serena Wright was talking about, you know, with us walking in not just holiness according to the world, but holiness according to the Word of God, and how she constantly challenged us to line up with the Word of God, line up with knowing that we're more than conquerors. Line up knowing that we can live right. Line up knowing that we can be saved with our confession and our beliefs according to the Word of God, true discipleship. And I just thank you so much, Dr. Wright, for and preaching and reminding us to even pray for our leaders. If anyone is on the line, does not call the president, go back and pray, because when someone's appointed to an office, we give them honor. We give honor to Apostle Sandra Thomas. We give honor to Dr. Serena Wright. We give honor to Prophet Antoine. We give honor to Pastor Troy. We give honor to Minister Renee. We give honor to Elder Kendall. We give honor to all of the men and women of God, Minister Brandon. We give honor to one another. But we also have to give honor to whom God allowed to be the president. God allowed it. So let's obey God. That's all I have.
Thank you, Apostle Alexis Cecilia Kaiser, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life tonight? Okay. Well, she did give a shameless plug, as she said earlier, for services at 8:30 a.m. on Sundays at 4424 West Madison Street at the, what is it, Dr. Wright, New Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church?
Yes, we have service at New Macedonia at 4244 West Madison. That's the address, 4244 West Madison. And the host pastor there is Pastor L. Moore. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I call him Bishop Kool-Aid because that man makes some anointed Kool-Aid. Yes, I love the Kool-Aid of the bishop, I tell you. So I just want to say again on tonight, I was blessed by the word. I thank God for the word. I thank God for your obedience with being a part of this ministry. I look forward to the first Mondays of the month to hear you speak. I look forward to all the ministers that's on this line, pastors, prophets, apostles. I see and I know all our teachers that we don't just tell them about the word of God. We have you go to it and read it for yourself so there won't be any, I'm not for sure that's what it said. I thought that's what it said. It might have said it. You can read it for yourself. And I just want to say, Dr. Wright, is there any other plugs or information you want to get out to the people in, or would you pray for us before we close the service down on tonight?
Okay. There are no other announcements from me. However, we will... if there are anything else that comes up, we'll definitely make sure we get the information to you, Minister Kaiser, if any announcements come up in the interim before, you know, the next first Monday. So if any events are scheduled or anything before the next first Monday, we'll definitely get that information to you. Do you want me to pray now?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, God, that we are so excited about salvation and what that means for us. We appreciate, God, the plan of salvation that brought us in, that redeemed us, that removed the space that our sin nature created and have left us in the earth, God, ready with your authority and your power to move your agenda. We decrease more, that you might increase more in us, that your people, those that don't know you, those that are lost, those that want to come into the glorious life of the kingdom might know you more. We thank you, Father, for adding to us wisdom and understanding that we might live well in the earth. We appreciate, God, what you have already done in us. We give you praise and glory for it, not only now, but forevermore. And we pray and believe it all is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And again, we would like to thank you all for joining us for this Monday night. We know you didn't have to, but we thank God you wanted to. So we will be back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to call in on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear Elder Kathy Kendall speak on God Still Heals. And then we'll be with you back on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be talking with you and allow you to listen to Let's Talk. And don't forget the most important thing, our foundational scripture, which we stand on, believe in, and live by. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until next week, I will talk to you then. And don't forget this, I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen and good night.